HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go and discussing a company function. I didn't even know what's going on. Everybody's a buzz. You guys, are you going? You should probably go. Brett should probably go. He doesn't ever see anybody at the office.
3 o'clock, that's his prime sleeping time.
Yeah, you're up by 3. Pretty close. That's like getting up at 4 in the morning for us.
Sock's got to be playing by then, right?
He's waking up ready to party at 3.
Yeah. Usually, don't you have somebody to bury by 3 o'clock? Do you have cement to pour and put a new sidewalk in? Yeah, I didn't even know that we're having some sort of company get-together today.
Spring fling, John.
Not doing it. I bow out. I dismiss myself from all odd company functions that aren't the Christmas party.
There's no rhyme or reason to this one.
Yeah, this is a sting operation for what this is.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. This is to get a few people drunk and, a little bit loose in the middle of April. And next thing you know, somebody's got their finger in a butthole and they're fired.
I used to be that guy, but
I know. You can't go.
Up.
You cannot go to this.
No.
Want to show up to work at 3? We're adding alcohol. Oh, no, not today. Not in 2019. I'm not doing that. That's a bad idea.
Jeff Lane's taking that mantle.
Jeff is the one who drinks for you. He'll be all right.
Carry the torch.
Yeah, it's yours. I think he should go. I think all men should leave. This should be just a girl gathering. Let them offend each other. Now you got Mo in there. Mo, the new lesbian, she might go through and offend somebody and say the wrong thing. That's the key. I'm staying out of this.
Touch somebody.
Do you bring your significant other?
I don't know. It just seems like a sting to me. I don't like it. I don't like this. Hey, come by Thursday afternoon. We're adding alcohol to work and behave. No.
I forgot about it. Anyway. For 8 people, so I gotta
bring a whole crew.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I got a doctor's appointment. You guys can all go if you're interested, but I do have one.
Me too.
It's very serious. Could be an operation. It's a consultation for an operation. So if you guys are worried about me, you can be there and just see the end if you're interested. That's a good excuse.
Is that Dr. Alphabet?
No, that's a dentist.
Oh.
I wouldn't go to her for a consultation for a surgery. I'd go to her for a consultation for a
surgery. Yeah, this is your...
Why are you coming to me? Just, you think I need this?
What do you think?
An enlargement? What do you think?
This is your gorgeous dentist office, right?
Yeah, yeah. The beautiful models.
That might be worth going.
You want to go? I'm not going to that. But Brady wants me to go to that. That's not who I'm going to.
Oh, damn it.
It could very well be a bunch of beautiful people, but you can go to my beautiful dentist and ask her if I need shoulder surgery, but I don't think that's Dr. Alphabet. Dr. Alphabet, what do you think? I got limited mobility and I'm getting tired of it. I think
you got
I need
one
a crack.
Of those scopes and the X-ray thing.
I don't know. Let's take a look in your mouth.
Well, that's unique, but all right, let's do it. Say, are you guys having any sort of party here we could add alcohol to? And
we are at 2 o'clock.
That's where we are in 2019, though. The skepticism. It used to be like, yeah, cool. We'll have a party. This will be fun. We'll go to work. Maybe meet up at a restaurant, have some food. Now it's like, hey, everybody meet on the patio of our beautiful new building. We're having a get-together. There will be drinking. And my first thought is...
Company test.
Not for me.
Well, the weird thing is they always do these on like Thursdays or Wednesdays or two. Because they don't want people to go overboard, I guess. But
right.
The only time you really want to do it is on a Friday or something.
It's just great. But I still feel like even this, it's like even if you drank a little bit, there's a panel of judges there with clipboards just watching your behavior. I'm not doing this. This is a terrible plan. Go ahead and go to your work parties, but... They're not what they used to be. You used to be able to try to bone that girl in accounting, you know? That used to be the point of a work party. It's like, we let loose for a day. Everybody gets that tension out.
Well,
that changed about 4 years ago.
Yeah, with the new ownership.
Not us. Well,
we would never have one.
I would never worry about the, like, that didn't bother me until, like, the whole landscape of society changed to looking at people was potentially job loss material. The last thing you need is some sort of a picture on Instagram of you and a coworker and your hands accidentally because you've had a couple too many cupping a breast as you have. And you're like, whoops, what's going on? And then that picture lives in infamy forever. And you're the guy who cupped Short's boob. And you're like, oh, great. Now she's going to tell because she has to. Otherwise, she looks like a tramp and you can't do that. Now you got to be a strong woman. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing it.
Our last party in the quad was good.
Yeah, that was not sanctioned by work either. That was absolutely not sanctioned by anybody.
I think I threw stuff around a little bit.
I dumped out all of the giant buckets of water that were, we must have had 30 water buckets from the Crystal Water people that hadn't been used, so I just poured them from the second floor to the first floor. Because why wouldn't we? We were destroying the building we were leaving.
Somehow I ended up on the roof. I don't know. Things got really stupid.
Yeah. At one point, I'm not even going to say who it was. This morning, a small fire was being started in Chuck's old office on the carpet.
Wow,
that's traceable. That's traceable material. Like, pour water. Nobody's really going to DNA test that.
Did somebody? No, you threw something down the stairs.
It was like a chair. Yeah, Chuck, that chair down the stairs. It was a nice chair. It was a really nice chair. Yeah, we got to the point where it started. Again, at first it's like, this is nice. Everybody had a hot dog. We sang a song. No kidding. This is exactly how it went. And then there was some pops going. And some of the lamer people were like, well, that ought to do it. See you guys later. And I'm like, okay. And then the werewolves came out. We're like, I guess we're staying for a few hours. Anybody got any fireworks? Uh-huh. Sweet. Fireworks were blown up next to the freeway. We had chairs and floods, and it was pretty fantastic.
Ah, the good old days.
Did you go to that?
I was in the lame crew, I guess. I left early.
Did you leave early?
You missed all the roof.
Well, what he knew what was coming.
I thought it was late for me.
Yeah, it was like 7:30.
No, it was later than that.
No, it wasn't. I had my kids there.
Was it dark?
Yeah, that's right. Your kids were hanging around.
That was not a good
move.
We
had to encourage Toledo's kids to, like, just because the big people are doing it doesn't mean you can't. Because I saw Alex, who was probably
saw that chair go down the stairs?
He picked something up, and he was going to chuck it through a window and to stop that. Yeah, Brady, you left before the sixth graders. Yeah, his kids were. I had to stop Alex at one point.
Yeah, I think we talked to him every time. Don't ever do this.
But don't do it.
And don't say what I'm about to say. Yeah, which is burn, mother. Oh, yeah, I think you did leave before the children, and you probably got home by 9. It got a little out of hand. But yeah, that's a company party without supervision.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're all still here. Company party with supervision, that starts happening. Plus, I like all the people here. I don't want to see somebody going down. And I think
there's still people. There's some discreet leaving the party, taking it somewhere else.
Some ghosting?
I'm sure there's.
Sure, but that's not. Yeah, that's fine. Go work all you want somewhere else. But that's with somebody that's with a consenting adult. Here, you think you're having fun with somebody, and you say the wrong thing. Or, like I said, you take that picture where your hand accidentally is on somebody's butt or cupping a boob, and it's the woman who has to look, and another lady will say, did you see that John had his hand under your bra and I didn't even know I was doing it. And then she's got to file a complaint, or she's a weak person. It's just a bad mix, man. Don't do it. I like it working here. I think it's fun. I don't want to wreck that with some stupid party that everybody thinks is a good idea.
Some viral picture.
Yeah, exactly. That you just were goofing around. I'm not doing that. Kaz will want to do something ridiculous, and she'll, hey, we've been talking about me under the table for so long. Let's do a shot of that. And then Kaz will be under the table, and I'll laugh, and then all of a sudden someone will be offended. It's like, I can't believe John treats Kaz that way. And then Kaz will be like, well, I can't be weak. So then
I'm out. Already got that covered, though. There's already plenty under the belt.
I know. But that's before. That was back in the
know.
Day.
Well, Brady, they can still bring him back.
That's something I have to worry about that I didn't expect. Now, not doing any more of them. You want to bring back the old ones. I'm certainly not going to keep adding them just because I did it before. Kevin Spacey didn't say, oh, I did this before. I'll grab another young boy and do it again. What's the harm now? Just because that genie bottle's been open doesn't mean I'm going to keep playing with genie. I put the cork back on. I got my fingers crossed that 2012 isn't going to haunt me later with wacky pictures of employees that at the time were just fine and encouraged by them. Have fun at your stupid company party today. I ain't going. It's going to be all the people who pee and cue it. All women. We need to segregate the parties. Men can be over here. We'll talk about sports, Game of Thrones and stuff. Ladies will be over there talking about, periods and bloating. I don't know what they're talking
shopping.
About.
Shopping.
But that's this is the reason I can't be at these parties. What are you ladies talking about? Periods and bloating?
Oh, my God, HR.
I'm like, crap.
Shopping, cleaning, baking.
Technically, that's about their vaginas. You don't want to go down that road. Anyway, what are you going to do? I didn't even know about it. How'd we find? Maybe I wasn't invited. Good.
There's some high pressure on the RSVP until, you know, if you don't get
there's
it in
three
by
times.
That, yeah.
Three times that you had the RSVP.
I don't get emails from anybody here.
You get them, you just don't pay
attention. No, I don't. Honestly, I've gone through there. I went through one time with Larry, and he's like, I give you emails, you never respond. I'm like, go search it. Search them. And he's like, okay, I don't know why you're not getting them. I'm like, okay, thank you, Larry. So he sends them to my, he sends me emails to my personal one at home, and then I get them.
all the listeners that adore him send him so many emails.
And they get right through.
It blows him up.
They get right through.
There's a ton of that, and then there's a ton of spam and a ton of other stuff, and they've taken all the KUPD stuff and moved it to spam. I'm not searching for that. It gets blocked as junk. I may have hit a button or something. I don't know. But I know also that that Steve Moynihan we've been talking about the last day or so, you get a couple pops in him, and he might start talking about what he really feels like. You don't want that either.
Maybe I'll come for that.
I went downstairs yesterday after my defense of Steve Moynihan, and they tried to put him in that video to make him the before picture.
How'd that go?
And nobody ever wants to be the before picture, and Steve's like, geez, thanks for defending me this morning. I'm like, no problem. He goes, I'm a little bit overweight, and he grabbed his. He goes, but I'm not as bad as you were saying. And I'm like, look, that's what they were saying. And then I got the thing yesterday. I said, I don't want you ever standing up for me. And I'm like, look. And she goes, how bad do you think you made Steve feel today? I'm like, me? I was pointing out what you guys were doing to him. Well, now, look, now we have to all be careful. I'm like, yeah, you should have thought of this before, sister. It's your fault that that happened.
They were
now
turning it around.
They were trying to. They were trying to act like I should have never mentioned it.
Yeah.
You know what it was like? I felt like one of the secretaries on Mad Men. Where all the men would go, you need to keep it down, sister. This isn't your place.
And supposed
all
to keep your mouth shut.
The ladies,
take it.
It's exactly what they were saying. Just like, I can't believe you said that. That was, I can't believe you went on and on about it. And I'm like,
well, the director of the video assured me that they have a signed contract. He knew his role in the video.
Who?
Kristen.
Yeah, Kristen was the one who told me. Yeah. He had no idea. That's how I found out about this whole thing. I just asked him to help out, and he's a team player. I'm like, Kristen, that's terrible. Steve, do you want to be, even if he did, even the idea is bad.
Yeah, you couldn't have presented the premise to him.
No, you're
there's
the before.
No way.
Will you be the before picture of a guy who's really
because
cool?
Because clearly you can't drive this car.
Right. Yep, the Canyonero's not for you, Steve. Oh, it was a big thing yesterday. And the ladies were like, I can't believe you did that. Poor Steve. Poor Steve, you're the one who put him in that position. I'm a helper. I help people.
It was great because he was in an old Canyonero.
Yeah, he was in a dumpy old one.
So not only did the car get
refaced, yep, exactly.
The driver was.
Everything that just happened eliminated old cars and schlubbies. And Steve was a representative of that. Such a decent, good man, too. I love Steve. Go down there and talk to Steve all the time. I'm the only one treating him with respect. And those ladies gathered around me yesterday like a bunch of wolves. Can't talk about Steve that way. Really? But you can still abuse him for sales? That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Add one more number to the human trafficking arrests in Minnesota. Because you've just stolen Steve's pride. Sold it to the people of Canyonero. And there's Steve. Don't stir it up, man. They're everywhere. Like, I understand, Steve. You feel like you're in the den. We're surrounded by the ladies. We got to stand up as men. We're starting to disappear. The boy epidemic. It's happening. It's a thing, a big thing. I got to say that Channel 15 is taking notes from us. Now, our ratings are very good. In fact, the last couple of weeks, we've pretty much doubled anybody close, which is really, you know, we're very proud to blow people out of the water. We're happy about it. But then on the flip side, everybody's always like, oh, so risque, so far. They go over the line. Channel 15 must be seeing the ratings because yesterday they repeated a story from a couple days ago where Steve Irwin said, after the break, he's the one who pulled his hamstring, after the break, we meet a valley man who runs a laundromat who's changing veterans' lives. And then the music stops and he goes, one load at a time. I'm like, oh my God. And it just said one load at a time on the TV. Like, you guys are, I see what you're doing. You're going to make me stay to see if this guy is jerking off veterans while he does their laundry. One, and I dare you, people are like, please, it's an innocuous. Google search the phrase one load at a time and how many laundromats show up. Maybe one, but you're going to get to a certain level of not safe for work very fast with the phrase one load at a time. I don't think you're going to get, hey, you know, Bishop Cleaners in Mesa, one load at a time. Our computer might filter it automatically away from that.
It does a little
bit.
Yeah,
you're not going to go to any of the sex sites.
First site is an Etsy site.
Mm. I don't know they sold that on Etsy. One load at a time.
The old one loader?
It's just fun to hear a newsman say that. He's changing veterans' lives. One load at a time.
Yeah, they've really cleansed our internet.
Yeah, our site's boring now. You can't even Google search midget sex, and it comes up like, you know, determining a midget's sex is usually...
couple of Amazon sites, a laundry rug.
Images for one load
sorting,
at a time.
Sorting out life one load at a time.
Yeah, that's gross. You just don't say one load at a time in this day and age. The porn generation has changed all that. Nobody's thinking laundry.
It looked nice. Those are nice signs.
Nobody ever turns to a man and says, I want to be with you and change your life one load at a time. And it's like she's good at laundry and she's proud of it.
I'm going to get that for my wife. She loves those little signs.
Laundry. There it is. There's one that says one of those signs from Ross for lonely ladies who live by themselves and put up signs that inspire them. One load at a time.
That's it.
Put that up over the bed and the washer and dryer.
Nice. It's like shiplap.
I guess it is. Yeah, it's just a do laundry like nobody's watching. That's what I want for my lady. Mop like no one's watching.
30
Supposed
bucks.
To say dance. You don't dance. But I've seen you mop. And you need to do it like no one's watching because it's your turn to mop. You got to get that done, lady. Otherwise, I'm not going to pay any more bills. one load at a time. Anyway, thanks to Steve Irwin. Because I saw that story over the weekend. I'm like, that's interesting. The slow news day, evidently. One load at a time. We'll be right back with more ABC 15. And then they send that hot Stephanie Hockenridge all over the city. They used to. I don't even know if she's still there. I just used to watch for her. I don't even know if she gets.
She's on a flatbed, just tours around the city.
Man, where can we put me next? Ooh, a laundromat. One load at a time. Okay, I'm going to go to that laundromat. It's time for you guys to give us the wake-up song. 585-9800. Give us a good one. And we'll play it. We're going to find out where Eric's headed this morning to give you all sorts of free stuff and what he's got loaded up in his little paws. Wake us up right now. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.